Since 2007, Keurig Green Mountain has won nearly $7 million in state incentives under the Vermont Employment Growth Incentive Program, administered by VEPSI, the Vermont Economic Progress Council. Any company can qualify for the incentives, no matter how large it is or how fast it's growing. What's key is whether that company is creating jobs in Vermont that would not be created without the incentives. On that basis, this week, VEPSI gave initial approval to another $980,000 in state incentives for Keurig Green Mountain.
It's a fast-growing company, and the issue is, do we want some of that growth to occur here?
Fred Kenny is executive director of VEPSI. The jobs created under the program must be permanent, full-time positions that pay at least 160% of Vermont's minimum wage. Kenny says the state takes a cost-benefit approach to awarding the incentives. In addition to creating jobs, they have to more than pay for themselves in the tax revenue they generate.
Not only do we calculate the cost of the incentive, but also the costs to the state and services and other costs, and there still has to be a benefit to the state.
The trickiest part of the incentive equation, and the one that has attracted the most scrutiny, is the question of whether or not the Vermont jobs would be created without the state money. This is the so-called but-for test. Kenny says part of making that determination involves calculating natural growth to make sure the jobs created wouldn't happen anyway. This growth calculation is based on industry-wide figures, not on the growth of the specific company. A 2008 report by the Vermont State Auditor's Office said that using industry growth figures instead of measuring a company's own growth had resulted in awarding incentive money for job creation that would have occurred anyway. The report recommends that when a company's growth is higher than average, VEPSI should focus on the company, not on the industry. Keurig Green Mountain would fall into that category. Kenny says that approach puts the state at a competitive disadvantage. And he says Vermont's policy of factoring in industry growth figures is an accurate way of determining who should get incentives, and it's a more stringent requirement than other programs use. State Auditor Doug Hoffer says his office may revisit this issue in the future. For VPR News, I'm Steve Zind.